following the recent alarm by the head of security in Zombo district over suspected human trafficking and call for arrests, the suspects behind the actions were finally apprehended in Nebbi district.
Suspected human traffickers have been arrested from Zombo district and were brought back to Nebbi district and are being detained at Nebbi Central Police Station for allegedly ferrying laborers from Irusi sub-county Nebbi district. Most of them were children under 13 years of age, alongside women with infants. They were taken to Alangi sub-county in Zombo district to work at a coffee nursery in a remote part of the district. After they were intercepted, the group was transported back to Nebbi district in the same truck that had delivered them, where Nebbi district authorities have since taken over responsibility for family tracing, reunification and child protection interventions. Senior Superintendent of Police Philbert Oyibi, the district police commander Nebbi Central Police Station, confirms the arrest of the suspects and said they were charged with human trafficking for purposes of employment.
We had a situation where 150 of our residents, including juveniles, yes, young children, were taken from Erusi sub-county to Alangi in Zombo district, and basically they were taken to work in a farm, and the action was taken by the police of Zombo, where the suspects were arrested and taken in custody, and basically they were charged with trafficking those children and those other people to that area for purposes of employment.
He said they collaborated with the district probation office and other stakeholders and reunited the juveniles with their families.
They were brought back to Nebbi district, Nebbi Central Police Station in particular, and we took up the matter in terms of investigations, and they have forwarded the file to the resident state attorney to guide us on that matter, and we shall inform you on the outcome. But the victims were reunited with their families, working with the district probation office and the other stakeholders, and they went back to Erusi. So for us, we still have the suspects. We are working on their file, which has been forwarded to the state attorney, and once he communicates or gives the guidance, we shall communicate to the public accordingly.
One female laborer told authorities she had been misled by promises of well-paying work, prompting her to travel without verifying the nature or legality of the job. According to the Uganda Bureau of Statistics National Labor Force Survey 2021, about 39.5% of children aged 5 to 17 years, an estimated 6.2 million were engaged in child labor, excluding household chores, with the highest prevalence among children aged 5 to 11 years. For Radio Purchase News, I'm Willie Anyolito reporting.